Namaste, dear listener. Hope you had a good weekend. How are you today? I ask because I care. Life is better when somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to help you on this journey we call life. So let's get started. Depression. It's something we all know about and have experienced. Some people have it so bad, they are like zombies shuffling through life. We call those the walking dead inside. I fight depression every day. Well, maybe every other day. I'm not sure. When I'm feeling depressed, I go all in. Put on sad music. I stay in bed. Read emotional poetry. I cry for days on end. I wallow in it. At this point, the only thing that brings me joy or pleasure besides the Wendy Williams show is knowing the next day I have no job, no deadline, no prior engagement to attend, absolutely nothing to do where I can do whatever I want, whether it's writing, reading, or binging on Netflix shows. It's learning to live a fully liberal lifestyle. Embrace your inner liberal, and you'll find some happiness. I noticed that my true happiness, it arrives when I least expect it, like the warmest smile from a baby or the song of a bird on the tree outside my bedroom window, the smell of the rain. Oh yeah, I cherish those moments. You should too. It's understandable to me when people feel unhappy and trapped living in circumstances where they feel pleasures deprived in their life, that it's tedious drudgery with no relief. I've been noticing that compulsion for the next dopamine hit, however it manifests itself, to be craving of food or attention or accolades, you know, or whatever. I've noticed this. See, the pleasure-seeking replaces a feeling of inherent worth and love. Twitter and social media is the needle too many people stick in their arm in hope of that next high you feel from Twitter validation or whatever. Put social media down. Put that social media needle down. Untie your veins from Twitter. Go live life to its fullest. This is Larry wishing you a full body namaste. I hope you like today's podcast, and I hope you subscribe and share it with your friends. You know, the ones that you know need help.